When thinking of England, a lot of people immediately think of the south, of the huge conurbation around London, and of the picturesque villages and green landscape. But there is another England in the north. This is the country of Manchester United and the Beatles. Listen to the interview with the pub owner below. He has lived both down south and up north.
I can't remember what I said 2 minutes ago.
You've been running restaurants and pubs all over England. Would you say that there is a north-south divide in England?
Very much so. Down south, it's more rushed, very much a me culture. Whereas up north, it's more relaxed, more friendly. So, yeah, definitely a north-south divide, and the northern part is probably it's colder but more fun.
What would the people down south say about such a description?
They'd probably call the northern people more common and flat cap brigade, you know, like the traditional Yorkshire person, flat cap and whippets, the little dogs.
A little unsophisticated, or?
I think, yes, probably people do think it's more unsophisticated. But if you come up north, you'll see, well, we're in Liverpool at the moment, you've got all the museums. I mean, as we did the tour yesterday, you know, Liverpool itself is has probably got more museums than anywhere in the country, excluding London. So there's a lot of history up north, which reflects on the rest of the world.
The English often talk about the great divide between north and south. There are many differences in culture and attitudes, whereas northerners are seen as being more open, talkative, and sociable, southerners are considered more withdrawn, treating strangers politely and correctly. Politically, southerners are more apt to vote conservative in elections, whereas northerners usually vote Labour. Many southerners consider the northerners lazy and primitive, whilst people in the north of England often refer to southerners as snobs. The north of England was traditionally a heavily industrialised area, especially the West Midlands around Birmingham, which was referred to as the Black Country due to heavy pollution from the coal industry and other related industries. The workers in the north were manual workers employed in the mines and textile mills. They were often overworked and underpaid and lived in crowded conditions in the smoky industrial cities. Liverpool was once a port employing tens of thousands of men, loading and unloading ships, trading with Britain's colonies and North America. Since the 1970s, however, the north of England has experienced a heavy economic recession. The majority of the coal mines closed, and Britain no longer had automatic access to cheap raw materials, as it had long since lost all its colonies. Strong international competition contributed to a decline in the demand for British products abroad. This in turn resulted in massively high unemployment as whole sectors of industry virtually disappeared. The future looks brighter, and many of the northern cities are now being renewed, an example being the old port of Newcastle-upon-Tyne, which is now unrecognisable, with its totally renovated facades and beautiful city centre. The dock area in Liverpool is one of the city's most popular attractions, with its museums, art galleries, and restaurants. The north is not only made up of big industrial cities. It has several national parks, beautiful countryside, and many popular areas for walking. The south of England is renowned for farming, modern technology, and economics. Many of the new industries, such as high technology and service industries, have developed here. It is also the area most visited by foreign tourists, mainly because of London. The capital city, with its 7 million inhabitants, is the economic and administrative centre of the United Kingdom. The City of London is an international banking and insurance centre. In the gentle green countryside, you can see the picturesque villages and gardens considered typically English.